Hi, and welcome to the 25th episode of Leap. I'm Laureen Henry, and I'm so happy that you joined me today. Let me start off by offering a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for another opportunity to broadcast to the listeners. I pray that something that I say during this episode helps those who are listening. Father, I am nothing without you, but with you, all things are possible. So I thank you and I praise you now, and I invite you into this space in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, this 25th episode is about anxiety. I want to let you know I'm no medical professional, but I just want to share a few things with you. Now, what I speak to you about today has been taken from the Mayo Clinic as well as the National Institute for Mental Health. I'll start with a definition of anxiety taken from Merriam-Webster. Anxiety is fear or nervousness about what might happen. It can also be a feeling of wanting to do something very much. Now, please know that experiencing occasional anxiety is a normal part of life. Some common signs or symptoms of anxiety are to feel nervous, restless, or tense, having a sense of impending danger, panic, or doom. Your heart rate may increase. You can find yourself sweaty or maybe even hyperventilating. Sometimes there are tremors or trembling. You may feel weak or tired, have trouble concentrating. You may also experience some trouble with sleeping. And sometimes you have the urge to avoid things that trigger your anxiety. Now, in episode 21, I talked about self-care. There are also some self-care techniques that can be used in less serious cases of anxiety. Some of those are to exercise. Exercise plays a major factor in many health benefits. Always maintain a positive attitude because positive attitude improves your mood. Get enough sleep. Sleeping is a must. Learn what triggers your anxieties and avoid it or alleviate it. Eat well-balanced meals. Practice relaxation techniques or meditation. Stop smoking and consuming caffeinated beverages. So when should you see a doctor? You should see a doctor if you feel that you're worrying too much and it's interfering with your work and your everyday activities. It causes you to snap on people. It causes your mood to change. It causes you to spiral into depression. Anytime you feel that your fear, worry, or anxiety is out of control and you can no longer control it, you should see a doctor. If these symptoms are linked to some other physical health problem, then see a doctor. And by all means, if you are having suicidal thoughts or ideations, seek emergency treatment immediately. Anxiety is real, but in many cases, anxiety can be controlled through self-care. Now, by all means, one of the self-care techniques that I talked about in episode 21 was to have regular doctor's visits. So anytime you have your doctor's visit, please bring up anything that may be wrong with you to include your anxiousness. There are some personal techniques I use when dealing with anxiety. Remember, I talked about those relaxation techniques, and one of those is counting to 10. So you count one, and then I go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 10, 9, 8. And so I go from 10 down. If by the time I get to 1, I don't feel calm, then I go back up. And usually if I do 1 set of those, I'm good. Another thing that I do is I look at the room and I begin to ground myself. I call out whatever's in the room. There's a window, and I do it slowly. There's a chair. I talk to myself. I'm in a safe place. And then I say, God is with me. One of the most effective anxiety techniques that I use is to recite scripture. And so not only does it help with my anxiety, it helps with the memorization of scripture. Hey, listen, you can't go wrong with memorizing the scripture. And then last but not least, one of the techniques I use with a person who has anxiety or who is very anxious and they're in my space, I go low and slow. What do I mean by low? I drop the tone of my voice and I slow down the pace of my words. And it kind of sounds like this. I want you to know that I'm here for you. We're in a safe place. I want you to breathe. And let's go 10. 9, 8, control your breathing, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So now what I want you to do is explain to me what is going on with you. What are you feeling? But slow down. We're not in a race. Know that I am here and I am listening to you. You have my undivided attention. So that's one of the techniques that I use. I go low and slow because usually sometimes I can get anxious. And not so much as I'm anxious, but I'm excited and I speak excitedly and I'm talking quickly and the person, yeah. So what I'm trying to do is slow everything down, bring the person to a state of calm. That's why I do low and slow. Hey, thank you for tuning in to episode 25. I hope there is something usable and valuable in this episode. Hey, I want to say thank you and give a shout out to my prayer partner, Shamika Howard, who has supported me in this podcast. Hey, if you're in your car, if you're at home, wherever you are, give a hand clap for Shamika. She's always supporting me. I want to say thank you, sis, and I love you. Hey, keep tuning in, everybody, and keep sharing with a friend.